Good morning, Teachers on Fire. Welcome to another edition of Saturday Morning Teacher Talk, my opportunity to review with you the top posts on Education X from the last week. What were the posts that warmed our hearts, sparked our thinking, and ignited our professional practice? Let's get into it with this post from Teacher to Teacher. One note while I'm setting this up is that I will not be continuing these into the new year, so this really is the last edition. Thank you for joining me on YouTube or on the podcast for these episodes of the top posts on Education X from the last week. Back to Teacher, they say, you know your students are amazing, but how do you make sure they know it? And we have a picture and a comment from Jolie McCrary. She says, I encourage you to display student work if you don't already. It really is worth the extra time. I've found students put in more effort when they know their work will be seen by others, and it makes the classroom space student-centered. This is their room just as much as it is mine. Love that. Thank you, Jolie McCrary, for that. And absolutely, yes, let's show our student learning. Let's make their learning visible in the learning environment. We've got this post from Tony Vincent. He's got Fun Friday, contribute to the world's largest doodling data set. Quick Draw is a game where you draw something and an AI tries to guess what it is. And so I'll give you a quick example of Quick Draw. You can log in and then the prompt will tell you what to draw. Okay, we've got bow tie and it will try to guess in real time. And I did it successfully. It was able to guess bow tie there in a couple of seconds. So I got lucky with that one. But unfortunately, you're not able to hear the computer feedback, but it is guessing. It's actively guessing what it is that I'm drawing. And once again, that's quickdraw.withgoogle.com. Tyler Rablin is here and he says, one of the biggest changes that I noticed when we de-emphasize grading in the classroom and look for new ways to approach assessment is that students were more willing to take risks, and as a result, students created more interesting projects and writing. Absolutely, and I have to again emphasize this is not about lowering the bar on academic rigor or our expectations for students, but it's more about shifting the focus. Now they're not chasing the grade. They're chasing the learning instead. Such a profound difference. Trevor McKenzie at Trev McKenzie says, co-designing learning is powerful stuff if teachers can. Share the direction of learning with learners. Prepare for not knowing all of the answers and embrace their own vulnerabilities in the process. Check their ego at the door. Intellectual humility goes a long way to creating agency, equity, and belonging. Great comments there from Trevor McKenzie, who is not only a big fan of co-designing assessment criteria, but the learning itself. What are we learning? What are we going to? What are we going to use as the vehicle for the learning against the curricular standards? Check out his work and make sure you give him a follow. Again, that's at Trev_McKenzie on X. Moving to Pav Wander, she says, we don't always keep it neat and tidy, but having a space at the back of the room as alternate seating has been very freeing and comfortable for students to work. I'm lucky to have this large space and wish everyone had this option in their learning zones. Great comment from Pav, and that connects well with something that my school is trying to reimagine, which is having these areas of calm seating, sort of different spaces in the room, depending on the space or the size of your room, where students can learn out of the regular rows or table groups or whatever it is that you have set up in your room. Moving to Stephanie Barrientos, she's at Love Lead Change. She says, I've been thinking about how we can acknowledge the challenging work of being an educator while focusing on student needs, not what's convenient and comfortable for adults. Sometimes what's best for students isn't what's easiest. How do we do that without teachers feeling more beat down? I think that really is the key. We all want to see student growth, but how do we get there? How do we focus better on student needs without pushing and squeezing more out of our dear teachers? We've got a number of comments on the broadcast, and I'm looking at Facebook user, someone who is anonymous, joining live, longtime listener, first-time commenter. Welcome here. I'm sorry I launched the show a little bit late today. I was having some technical difficulties getting that off the ground. Nyla says, hello, Tim. Erica Sandstrom just joined. And Nyla is saying, absolutely, and it allows them to develop critical thinking skills, problem solving. And Josh is here as well. Josh Tovar on YouTube saying, buenos dias, hermano. Great to have you all here. Thank you for commenting in the broadcast. Again, I apologize for launching a little bit late this morning. Great to see everyone. Hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Let's keep going through Education X and some of the top posts of the week. Susan says, as a teacher, I have good days and bad days. Sometimes we just need a reminder that we are doing enough. We are all doing our best every single day, no matter what that looks like. I had that thought recently that as we look around, sometimes we can get frustrated, maybe with different colleagues, or we think, why didn't they respond to me? Or why didn't they make this better decision? Or whatever it is. I'm not really speaking from my own experience. I have nothing in my mind to associate with this, but I just have this general feeling that we're all tired. We're all stretched. We're all doing our best. And it really is, as Susan puts it, all of us just trying to do our very best. We're just trying to survive. Mark Ryan is here. He says, this episode is the first time I have read Twitter posts in forever. Yes. And Mark Ryan, I know LinkedIn is your sweet spot, but welcome back to Education X. We would love to have more of you. And the last one, I think, from Teacher Twitter, or Education X, as I now call it, from Tyler Rablin. He says, when students use AI to complete an assignment, they are simply taking the fastest route to the goal. The problem is that we've conditioned students that the goal of school is to get good grades, not to learn. If the goal is to learn, it gets much harder to cheat with AI. Yes, absolutely. I like that take as well. Something about the whole conversation with cheating in the context of AI, I think, misses the point sometimes. If we are overly concerned with student cheating using AI tools, we have to think about what it is we are trying to measure. What is the evidence of learning that we are actually going for? What is the curricular standard that we are pushing our students towards? So maybe that's how I would reframe it. Like, hey, hold on. What is your learning target here? If you're overly concerned about your students cheating, I'm going to leave it there, my friends. And it's really fun to see all these familiar faces. Nayula says, I know that teachers are being tasked with more, breaking things down for ourselves in terms of planning. Absolutely. I think that's really the challenge that we are pushing our teachers. Even a philosophy like UDL, which is so good for students, does ask more of our teachers. Better teaching requires more work. That's just simply all there is to it. So how do we help student learning without squeezing yet more out of our teachers? I think is a really important question. Friends, I'm going to go full screen here and say that it's been a pleasure connecting with you each week, each Saturday morning for these particular episodes, which are also featured on the podcast. I've taken 10 to 15 minutes to review some of the best posts, according to my judgment, on Education X each week. And I've asked the question, what's been warming your heart, sparking your thinking, and igniting your practice from that platform? So thank you for joining me again, and thank you to all these friends and familiar faces in the broadcast this morning. I am going to end this particular live stream, not just today, but also going forward in 2024. I'm really going to put more of my focus on the live stream interviews, and they will be airing at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. I'm not sure what time in Abu Dhabi where Mark Ryan is, but that's where we will be going in the new year. And I'm going to try to get back to some of the EdTech tutorials that I was doing such a good job of, and I sort of have been squeezed out of thanks to broadcasts like this one. So I'm sort of evolving what I will be delivering and sharing with you. But thank you so much again for joining me. It's been a lot of fun as we experiment with live streams and bringing you different kinds of content. I appreciate all of the teachers on fire who follow me, connect with me, and support my work. Whether you are joining me on LinkedIn, YouTube, or listening on the podcast, thank you so much. This will be my last day to broadcast live here in 2023. So I wish you all the best in 2024. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I look forward to connecting again. Let's check out these last few comments. Alex says, Facebook user was me. I'll figure out why my name isn't showing up on Facebook this morning later. Yes, Alex, Facebook has some funny thing where you need to click something or give permission or be a part of the group or something. I'm not sure what. Mark Ryan says, you're a legend. Have a great holiday. Thank you so much, Mark. That means a lot. You, my friend, are the legend. I know you'll be sharing some great content from the Middle East. Thank you so much. Naila says, I love your show, Tim. It's great. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And you've been a great supporter as well. So appreciative of you. And Josh, one of my most faithful, says, adios, amigo. Yes, goodbye, everyone. Have a great weekend. I'll be going live again with Chris Nessie and Matt Rhodes here in about 7 minutes as we consider the great debate over student phones in the K-12 environment. Join me for that one. It should be a beauty. See you again soon. Bye-bye. You can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man. I still go. Go, 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 yo, go, go, go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my